Okay, here we go. Five short ideas for Parshas Bamidbar, Erev Shavuos, pre-Shavuos. We're going to try to connect each Shavuot, try our best to connect it to Shavuos. Our learning should be Yitzchus for Shlem and Yishavuos and Yishavuos to Klal Yisrael and to the entire world. Bezaz Hashem, Siyat Hashem, Apesor. So the first idea comes to us from the Heilig Bas Ayin of Avrich, the Rav buried in the old Kever, Kever Tzadikim in Sfas. Pasuk says an opening Pasuk of our Parsha, opening Pasuk in the Sefer, Yidab Hashem Moshe, Bamidbar, Sinai, Ba'ol Moed. And this whole introduction, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe and the Midbar Sinai Ba'al Moed. There was the first day of the second month from the second year when they left Eretz Mitzrayim. Says the Bas Ayin, what's the deeper idea over here, the connection? Ba'al Moed, and then you're telling me at the end of the day, oh, by the way, they also left Eretz Mitzrayim. Says the Bas Ayin, oh, we know Ba'al Moed is the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe. We know Ba'al Moed is HaKadosh Baruch Hu when speak to Klal Yisrael. Ba'al Moed is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to speak. It was the ultimate Hashraz HaShechina. Says the Bas Ayin, you want to get to the Ba'al Moed, you got to realize it comes from, let's say, some Eretz Mitzrayim. It came from the Yemuna and the Bitachon that we left Mitzrayim, Be'eretz Lo Zarua. Let's say some Eretz Mitzrayim, we went to the Midbar with nothing, just full, firm belief, Emunah Peshuta and their Ribono Shel Olam. Says the Bas Ayin, you want to have Olam Moed, you want to come to be Dovah to their Ribono Shel Olam, to have Ashraz Ashchina in your life, it's got to be with, let's say some Eretz Mitzrayim, the same way we left Egypt. What a gevaldik vort and emunah. And this is exactly the vort that the Rebbe Melech brings down in last week's Parshas Bahar. And none other, I don't know other pieces where he quotes the Rebbe Rebzusha, his brother. We say in Chav Chav Alev, Chisomim Manoicha B'Shana V'Tzivisi Yisper Chasi Lachem. You're going to ask if we're going to have Shemitah, what are we going to eat that year? And the Torah is so, it's incredible. The Torah is so medayik. And there's no one extra letter, says the Rebbe Rebzusha. And the fact is that we're going to ask these questions of how we're going to eat. And says the Rebbe Rebzusha, Chodesh Baruch Hu was telling you, yes, you're going to have those sfeikos, but understand, but don't have those sfeikos, because when you have those sfeikos, it's an iron fence to the shefa, that when a Jew has a muna and bitachon in the Ribono Shel Olam, then nothing can stop that shefa from coming down. The derech ha-shefa shlo la'afzik klal, ela kishodam noifa mitjogeso, and v'ein lo bitachon ba'borich ha-tzal sholom ha-shkich ha-miti, as in fact, basically have to klal. But says the Rebbe Zusha, when a person doesn't ask that question, or you ask that question and you still believe in the Emunah, I might not understand it, but I still have Emunah in the Ribono Shel Olam, you bring Shefa into your life, says the Rebbe Zusha, quoted by the Rebbe Melech. The Koach of Emunah brings Hashraz Hashchina, says the Bas Ayin, but says the Rebbe Melech from the Rebbe Zusha, that when you have Emunah, it brings down Shefa. We know we call this before from Yivichim Lechav Zlashav, Ahi Omen Sadaso, that he brought down to Lashon HaMashacha. When you have Emunah, you bring down different changes in your life. That's what's such a beautiful vort. From the Bas Ayin, from the Rebbe Ramayach, and from Rabbi Chaim Chazlach. Moving on to idea number two. Second idea comes to us from the Tefer Shlomer of Adamsk. Perek Alef Pasuk Dalad. Right, Moshe and I is taking a census of all of Klal Yisrael. Ve'itchem yo ish ish lamata ish rosh teves avosav hu. And Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, when you make the census, make sure that every rosh lamata, every head of the tribe is there. Says Tefer Shlomer, what's the deeper idea of ish ish lamata ish the rosh teves avosav? Says the Tefer Shlomo, even those Jews who might feel like they're pechusei ha'am, like my Rabbi Ramoshes feel like to say, the Sheva Dun Jews, the Jews that are in the back, that Amalek attacks, the Jews that don't, maybe they're not always perfect. What should you do? Ish lamateh zloshen of you, like you're low. Says the Tefer Shlomo, look at the rest of the pasuk. Ish roish lebeis avosafu. Realize your chashivas. Realize your chashivas, who you are. You come from the base of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Realize who you are. Realize the godless who you come from. This is actually the word they say from Rav Meir Shapiro from last week's Parsha. Why is it you have the whole sugi of Erchin right after the Tochacha in last week's Parsha in the end of Bechosai? Why does the Parsha of human valuations of Erchin come after Tochacha? That all the punishments are going to happen to Klal Yisrael if you don't keep the Torah, says Rav Meir Shapiro, the founder of the Daf Yomi. Because when someone reads the Tochacha, you might get down on yourself. Chas Shalom, you might be discouraged. Says the Ribono Shel Olam, Dafka, the Archon, is going to come right there immediately after Tochacha to tell you that regardless of a Jew's behavior, he always has values in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. Bekach lekach nekorbanim. And this is a Nesivat Torah from the Nesivat Shalom that he writes on Shavuos. He says, what is more Kedusha? And he quotes the Rebbe Ramelech. What is more kedusha, the letters of the Sefer Torah or the parchment? And the Rebbe Melech says, you might think to say it's the letters, but I'm here to tell you, says the Rebbe Melech, it's actually the parchment, because each letter has its own kedusha. But when it comes down to it, the parchment has kedusha from all the letters. And the Siva Shalom says that Sfiras Omer is every Jew is a letter, but Shavuos has the kedusha from all the letters. But you have to realize that every Jew is a letter, kedusha. Every Jew is a letter, mamish, a chelok, kamimam, mamish. And to be able to understand that we have chashivas. And even if we're ish l'mateh, we are chashiv to the Bono Shalom. Why? Because ish rosh l'beis v'tzav, if we come from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, regardless of our actions, says Rameir Shapiro, even after the Tochacha, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us, no, you still chashiv in my eyes. Bekach lekach nikabram the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Gemara, excuse me, in Kiddushah, not Daf Lamed Vav. And here, the beautiful verse from the Rebbe Melech Churban, the Siva Shalom and Shavuos. Beautiful idea number two from the Tefer Shlomo, Rameir Shapiro, and the Siva Shalom and the Noam HaMelech. Moving on to idea number three. And the end number three comes to us in Imre Chaim of Vizhnitz. Rabbi Goldberg, Shlita from here, Boca Raton, is becoming a big Vizhnitzer, Imre Chaim of Vizhnitz fan. Such a beautiful, beautiful sefer. They're going to live around the Mishkan, they're going to carry the Mishkan, and at the end of the day, they're surround the Mishkan, and that's where they're going to rest. Says the Imre Chaim of Vizhnitz, such a practical lesson, especially for the days that we're living in. He says, you want to know what it means, yachanu, what it means to be fully rested, is because when a Jew is fully committed and you're under the oil of Torah, which means you're davet to the Ribbono Shel Olam, you're davet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, misavet la-mishkan, you're around the Mishkan, you're always connected to Hashem, then you're zocha to yachanu. Right, look at the pasuk. Him yishasu v'savet la-mishkan, when you're close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, you're close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're davet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Torah, like just from the Yoshe Divir Emes, and always say, how do you be davet to Hashem, davko through Torah? Then yachanu, then you could have true tranquility. Why is it that there's so many people running around during these times of the virus and people don't know what's going to be? But you have Yiddishkeit, you have the Ribbono Shel Olam. These people, mamash, have such menuchas nefesh because they have a true spiritual connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Look, listen to these words from Rav Shor, from his and his sefer Alech Aliv of Leil Shabbos Kodesh. Leil Shabbos Kodesh, I believe it's Leil Shabbos Kodesh Aleph in the from the year Tavshin Samachay, Parshas Bahar. He says, we say at Shabbos Mincha, Menuchas Hashkev Avetach. What does it mean, Menuchas Hashkev Avetach? The Menucha of Mamish, of quietness and of Bitachon. But Bo Shabbos Kodesh Zoicha Odel Matzav Shal Sheker. The Jew is able to come to a place of complete tranquility, complete silence. Ve'en Kol Mafriya Ba'al Yidei Yishuv Adas. He is tremendous Yishuv Adas. V'hu Hadargo Hachi Gavol Hashem Menucha Shabbos Kodesh. When a Jew reaches this level, and he connects it to the Shabbos Mincha, and it reconnects it to Shal Shudas, to Rav Adaravin, when a Jew reaches that level of Shabbos, that's true, that's what Shabbos is all about, to turn off the entire world, but it takes the entire Shabbos to get there. And our job throughout the entire week, says the Vizhnitz Rebbe, is to be able to understand, if we want to have Menuchas HaNefesh, stop looking at the news, you want to, and stop getting bombarded by the news, connect yourself to the Ribbono Shel Olam, plug yourself into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then you'll have true Menuchas HaNefesh. Connect yourself to Ruchnius, and then you have Menuchas HaNefesh. Connect yourself with Saviv LaMishkan, and then Yachinu. What a beautiful, practical vort from the Imre Chaim of Vizhnitz and Rav Shor. Moving on to Adin number four. Adin number four comes from the Bris Avram, the Rav Yosef Moshe Mizlozitz, Perek Beis Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Again by the Levim. The Halevim lo haspach to besoch bnei Yisrael kasher tziva Hashem as Moshe. The Levim were encountered amongst Klal Yisrael like HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe. So we might look at the pasuk and just say, okay, it's very nice. Says the Bris Avram, beautiful word. The Jews who are besoch bnei Yisrael, the Jews who connect to Klal Yisrael, you connect to the tzibur, you have achdus, you caring for Klal Yisrael, lo haspach to. You're never going to be lacking. Haspaktu also comes from a lashon of chisaron. Right here, it means not be counted. But it also comes from a lashon of lacking. Says the Bris Avram, the halavim lo haspaktu. They're never going to be lacking anything. Why? Besoch bnei Yisrael, because they were always connected to Klal Yisrael. They're always thinking about the klal. They're always thinking about who Klal Yisrael is. And this is what you see by Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Perek Shlishi, Emein derech eretz ein Torah. You want to know how to come to Torah. You want to know how to come to Shavuot, says Rabbeinu Yonah. You want to have Torah? First you have to have Midas Tovos. First you have to understand what I mean, a kind word is, caring word. You have to know to be how to be caring and kind and committed to other people. You can't have Daf Beis without Daf Aleph. Like the famous story of the Klozenberg Rebbe after the war. He said at the end of the day he wanted to give Gemara Shir, but he could never go on. He was always going to Sibur Tzadikim. And I think they wanted to learn Gemara Chulin. I'm not sure if Weimar said that Maisa. And he said, And someone came over and said, Rebbe, we want to start the Gemara. He says, we can't start Daf Beis without making sure that everyone's okay, giving everyone chizik. That's what it means to be a Yid. Like my cousin, Rabbi Nafi Orlovsky, sent me such a gevaldig maisa from the Pnei Menachem. The kid just came out with the Pnei Menachem, the art scroll, a little bit, an English biography. Listen to this maisa. It was not uncommon for people to call the Rebbe in the middle of the night. Right? We know the Pnei Menachem was the son of their Emes, the Ger Rebbe. Then they apologize for waking the Rebbe up. The Rebbe would invariably say, Adar Rabbi, that's why I'm here. Before we hanging up, the Rebbe, aware that the person probably felt bad, he disturbed the Rebbe, he would say, I want you to know that it's a good thing that you called. Don't ever hesitate to call again in the future when you feel the need, regardless of the time. That's what it means to be Besoch B'nai Yisrael. That's what it means Derech Eretz. That's what it means to have Achtus of Klai Yisrael. These Maisa Tzadikim are not just Maisa Mitzvahs, but they lived. The more Torah they had, the more Avos Yisrael they had. It came hand in hand. We spoke about this earlier tonight, the connection of Shavuos and Lag B'Omer. But to understand, the Alviyam Loas Batu B'Soch B'nei Yisrael. Da'ka Shevi Levi, they understood that Mida, especially when they left Mitzrayim, and they didn't have to work in Mitzrayim, but they still felt the pain of Klai Yisrael. I think that Shlok Kodesh says that that's exactly why they named their children of Kahas Gershom Merari, because they wanted their children to feel their cousin's pain. This wasn't just something they worked on in the Midbar. Something that happened they had from years before, from Mitzrayim. A beautiful insight, the Bris Avram, Rabbi Yosef Moshe, means Lazitz, and the Rabbeinu Yoino, the stories of Pnei Menachem, Chozem Megareba, and the Shlach Kodesh. I believe it's the Shlach Kodesh, and why they named those names. Moving on to Adiyah, number 5. Number 5 comes to us with the Bear Moshe, the Rebbe, the Ozhuv, Rebbe, Rabbi Moshe, Echil, Mi Ozhuv. Gimel Chav Dalet, Nusi Beis Avler, Gershuni, Al Yosef Ben Lo'el. So we may come to see that the prince and the Nasi of Gershon was El Yosef ben Lael. Says Beder Moshe, there's a message here for us. The Jew that feels based on the Gershoni, the Jew that feels Sheshafal Be'enav, right? Gershon is a lesson of pushed away. But it's a lesson also of, at the end of the day, that he's shuffle in his eyes, that he's humble in his own eyes. That's the Jew of a Nasi Beis Av ben Lael. That's the Jew that the Rabbeinu Shem wants. Right? When you see Beis Av, the Gershuni, you feel humble about yourself. You feel Gershon, you feel maybe a little pushed away. El Yosef ben Lael. This is the Beis Av. This is Ben Lael. This is the Rabbeinu Shem. This is the Ben that the Rabbeinu Shem wants. This is the one. This is the one that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. And this is the Torah we said for last week from the Roman Malach. Why does he have to Bahar Sinai anymore? Bahar Sinai means that Moshe understood what it means to be a Jew, what it means to be a humble Jew from Bahar Sinai. And this is what the Kedusha says. This is Moshe Kibbutz Torah Sinai. Because before coming to Matan Torah, a Jew has to have the Midah of Anava. The Midah of Anava is everything. When you have to have Matan Torah, first it comes, you have to have the trait of Anava. The Gemara in Tainis, right? The Torah, just like the Torah goes down, the Torah only goes down to some, the place that, like water, the Torah goes to a place where a person is humble themselves. And this is exactly the work. When a person is Gershon, he's putting down, he pushed down me a little, you humble. Then that's the Jew that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. Let's just review these 5 short ideas. Parsha Member on Shavuos Tavshin Pei. We started off with the Torah from the Basayin of the Ol Moed. It says, "Amayatzotami." If you want to have the Ol Moed, if you want to have Hashras Hashchina in your life, it's got to be the same way. Let's say some Eretz Mitzrayim, the way we lived at Eretz Mitzrayim with Emunah and Bitachon. That's what Norman Lamech says in last week's Parsha Bahar. He quotes on the Rebbe Zerb Zusha, his brother. You're going to ask yourself at Chaf Hei Chaf, what are we going to have in that 7th year? Don't ask that line, because Emunah is a pipeline for Shefa. It's a pipeline for Kedusha. It's a pipeline for practical and realistic changes in your life, and you decide to have Emunah. Even when things look hard, you still have Emunah. Like if Yichon Minchol Zat just have, Rebbe, he oymen is Hadassah. He brought her up, but it's Adlashon HaMashacha. Or Simon always quotes that. Koich HaMuna brings out bracha in your life. Beautiful Basayin, Nomi HaMelech, and the Rebbe Zusha, and Yechil Mechel Zach. The second idea of Tever Shlomo, Ish L'mata, Rosh L'Beis HaVosav, Ish L'mata, even when you feel low, and maybe you might have made mistakes, how do you pick yourself off? Rosh B'Lebeis HaVosav, to realize who you come from. You come from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Know who you are, and this is exactly what he said from Rav Meir Shapir from last week, why Archon comes right after the Tochacha, because you might get down on yourself, but the Rav Moshe says, even if you might be punished, there's still value to you, I still love you very, very much, and that's when the Sivat Shalom quotes from Noam HaMelech, that you might think that there's Kedusha in all the letters, and all the letters versus the Klaf is, and then the letters beat out the Klaf. But every letter has its own Kedusha, but the Klaf is Kedusha from all the letters. But to know every Jew is the letter. And he says that Shavuos is the klaf. Every day of Sfira is his own Kedusha, but Shavuos is the klaf. But every Jew is a letter, and to know your Chashivas, that's what the Tiferet Shalom says, Tiferet, beautiful Tiferet Shalom, Tiferet Shalom, and Rav Meir Shapiro. Moving on to idea number 3, we have the Imre Chaim of Vizhnitz. When your shasuv is sover lamishkan, yachanu. When your shasuv is sover lamishkan, then you could have yachanu. When you're davak to the rabbanu shem, when you're davak to ruchnius, then yachanu, you could have menuchas nefesh. And that's what Shor says. We say about Shabbos mincha, menuchas hashker vavetach. Shabbos is a time to be able to turn it all up, to turn off the whole week. But it's also a time to be able to come back to the rabbanu shem, but menuchas hashker vavetach, complete menuchas hanefesh. And when we connect ourselves to Ruchnius, to Torah, to Yiddishkeit throughout the week, you connect yourself a little bit to that Shabbos, you connect yourself to little Menuchas HaNefesh, and that's what we said, when a person connects himself to Ruchnius throughout the week, the noise of the world, it doesn't bother you. What goes on in the world does not bother you, because you're connected to the source, you're connected to the Rabbonu Shalom. Adin number 4, we said from the Bais Avram, but Yosef Moshe was Zodzitz, Halavim lo aspaktu b'soch b'nei Yisrael, they're not going to have Halavim lo aspaktu, they're not all they should have been counted, but lo aspaktu means they won't feel anything chisar, and why? B'soch b'nei Yisrael, because they're always connected to Klai Yisrael. They're always connected, Rabbeinu Yonah, if you don't have Midas, you don't have Torah. And that's the Maisel Kosev Rebbe, Daf Av is the Midas Tovus, is caring for other people. P'nei Menachem told those Jews, don't worry about waking me up, but I want you to wake me up. Because part of being a Jew is caring for another Jew. And that's what the Shal Kodesh says. Dafka, when it comes to naming their son Shevet Levi, Gershon Kahas Merari, even though they weren't part of the Avoda, they wanted their children to remember who they come from, to remember their cousin's pain, and that's why they Dafka name him. It wasn't such just something that they had on the Midbar, they already had this for generations, caring for other, for Klai. So a beautiful idea from Bris Avram, Rabbeinu Yoina, Chazam Rebbe Pnei Menachem, and the Shal Kosh Mumah, number five, the Ber Moshe, says, V'nasi Beis Avav, they're Gershuni, and Gimel Chaf Dalet, when a Jew is V'nasi Beis Avav, they're Gershuni, you might feel a little pushed away, Gershon is a Lashon Anova, might be a little pushed, a little down, then Leben, El Yosef Ben Lael, that's the Rebbeinu Shem, Ben Lael, your son of Chodesh Baruch Hu. Because you have the midah of Anava, you have the midah of humility, that Chodesh Baruch Hu says, I want to have shaykhs to you. Right? The Gemara told us, Chodesh Baruch Hu says, I don't want anything to do. Me and the arrogant person cannot live in the same world. But says the Noam Amach, and Kedush Levi is the same word. By Dab Hashem Moshe Par Sinai, Moshe learned from the midah of Anava from Har Sinai. Moshe kibal Torah mi Sinai, says Kedush Levi, because the prerequisite to come to Torah, to Matan Torah, is Davka the midah of Anava. Should be Zochem et Hashem to have the Koich HaMuna in our lives, to realize the galus of every Jew, the galus of our kochos, to have understand the more we connect ourselves to our ruchnius, the more menuchas and nefesh we'll actually have in our own lives, the more we connect ourselves to other Jews, to Klai Yisrael, the more bracha we'll have into our lives, that we care for other people in a sincere, genuine way, and the more Be'ez Hashem we work on our Anava, the more we zochu to the holy, holy Torah in our lives every single day. Be'ez Hashem, Shavuos HaBa'alinu Tov, Be'ez Hashem, Shkoach.